Welcome to the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast, presented by the Fairfield Inn & Suites, Waco North. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast, presented by the Fairfield Inn & Suites, Waco North. This episode is another edition of our Lost Interviews series, this time featuring more material from legendary head coach Danax Bible, remembering his days as head coach of the University of Texas in an interview conducted by Wilbur Evans. I'm author and oral historian Jackson Michael. The Texas Sports Hall of Fame has a catalog of cassette tapes that I've converted to MP3 format. Much of that material is being used for this Lost Interviews series. These episodes will be some of the last that I will be producing and hosting for the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. Starting in May, there will be a new host and producer for the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast, and I do hope that all of you will continue listening. You can also still follow me and what I'm doing at thegamebeforethemoney.com and on the Game Before the Money podcast. DX Bible was the head coach at the University of Texas for 10 seasons from 1937 through 1946. On that 1946 team was a young man named Bobby Lane. Bible was already one of the best-known coaches in the country when he arrived at the 40 Acres, having spent the last 8 seasons at Nebraska, and before that, another 11 seasons at Texas A&M. Bible compiled a 63-31-3 record at UT and led the school to 3 Cotton Bowls, winning 2 and tying 1. He almost led the Longhorns to the Rose Bowl in 1941. The Longhorns held the number one rating in the polls for much of 1941 and ended up with only one loss, but they didn't play in a bowl game despite finishing the season ranked number 4 in the country. A lot of that had to do with them playing Oregon on December 6th, 1941, after defeating Texas A&M. Pay attention. This is a story you won't want to miss.
After the game at College Station, some of their representatives were there from the Sugar Bowl, and I told them to give us a little time, just wait for a little while. We were hoping we might get an invitation to the Rose Bowl. Well, they didn't want to wait, went ahead and invited other teams, and we were waiting now for the Rose Bowl bid. I knew the athletic director at Oregon State. Oregon State would represent the team on the Pacific Coast in the Rose Bowl. We were good friends. And so when they were meeting to decide, he kept informing me and calling me. And I had several telephone calls during the night. And finally told me that they just felt like, because we had a game scheduled with the University of Oregon, it would be quite a gamble if they invited us, because they just barely had defeated the University of Oregon, just by a very small score. And they didn't want to take a chance. They felt, as a matter of fact, that Oregon defeat us. As a matter of fact, the game, Oregon State only defeated Oregon 12-7, and late in the game, very, very even game, very tight game. Well, anyway, we didn't get the invitation. They gave the invitation to Duke. But now, Wilbur, do you know where the game would have been played if we had been invited to the Rose Bowl? It would have been played at Austin, Texas. War broke out the next day after this game, and the game, the Rose Bowl game, that year was played at Durham, North Carolina, between Oregon State and Duke, and Oregon State won the game. But let me repeat by just saying, if we had been invited, the people here in Austin would have had an opportunity to see the Rose Bowl game in Memorial Stadium.
What an incredible thought. The Rose Bowl being played at Memorial Stadium in Austin. The reason that it didn't happen was because the decision to invite Duke was made before the Longhorns' December 6th game against Oregon in Austin. The Sugar Bowl also didn't want to wait to make their invite, so the Longhorns were shut out of a postseason bowl. Let's just say that team might have considered that December 6th game against Oregon as their bowl game.
Well, our boys wanted to show the people out there that they weren't taking a gamble because we had a game with the University of Oregon. In all my coaching, I never have seen boys that wanting to play like they did in that game. I don't mean the top group. I mean all the boys. Our boys were standing up through the game. You clear the bench, and the boys that went in there were maybe the third man for a position. Why, he was just going all out. They, you've heard my expression a good many times. They were getting wet all over. All of them. They played well. And as a result, why, Texas won the game 71-7.
That 71 points was the most Texas had scored in a game since 1916, when the Longhorns shut out SMU 74-0. The 1941 Texas Longhorns are often most remembered for being on the cover of Life magazine. What gets lost in Texas history is that the 1941 team likely would have been in the Rose Bowl if the December 6th game with Oregon hadn't been on the schedule. To prove their point, the Longhorns took it out on their opponents with one of the most lopsided wins in school history at the time. Another great win for the Longhorns in 1941 came against head coach Matty Bell's SMU Mustangs. Coach Bible spoke about Coach Bell and the win.
Matty Bell, and Matty, by the way, is the only coach, I believe, that has been head coach at three different schools in the Southwest Conference, TCU and A&M and SMU. So when I came back to Texas in 37, why, then we started meeting again. Texas had not won from SMU since about 1933, and we were not to beat Matty Bell again until 1941, in which we won a very fine victory, 34-0. And I believe you could say that it was one of the top games. It would stand out with the game we played against Oregon, and the game that we played against A&M in 1941. Of course, I always have to put in the as one of the outstanding games, the game we played against A&M in 1940. But he always had such a strong defensive team. His teams are always, it was very difficult to make yardage against Matty Bell's teams. And I have a very high regard for Matty as a coach, and our friendship has continued over the years.
When we return, we'll hear more stories from Coach Bible, remembering his time as head coach for the University of Texas, including his memories of a game that he thought set the Longhorns on the path to future success, on the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast, presented by the Fairfield Inn & Suites, Waco North.
Hi, guys. This the Rocket, Roger Clemens, and you're listening to the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast.
When you come to Waco, be sure to stay at the Fairfield Inn and Suites Waco North, located just a short distance from the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. You'll start your day off with a delicious complimentary breakfast, and you'll also enjoy the Fairfield Inn and Suites free Wi-Fi, fitness center, and pool. Next time you bring your team to Waco, make the Fairfield Inn and Suites Waco North your home base on the road. Welcome back to the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast, presented by the Fairfield Inn and Suites Waco North. During DX Bible's tenure at Texas, Jess Neely arrived at Rice in 1940. Coach Neely is likely the most legendary coach in Rice history and is one of the most legendary coaches in Southwest Conference history. Bible spoke a bit about Neely in the interview.
Jess Neely, he came to our conference, I think, by way of the Cotton Bowl. He was at Clemson and played in the Cotton Bowl. Matter of fact, he played Boston College and won the game 6-3. And then I think that sort of introduced him to the Southwest Conference. And he went to Rice. And I don't know how long Jess was at Rice, but almost a lifetime. And we had some real battles. But I knew Jess before he came to the Southwest Conference. He played at Vanderbilt. And he was from Tennessee, but he was from Middle Tennessee. Now, I'm from Tennessee, but I'm from East Tennessee. And Wilbur, when you're from Tennessee, you've got to always say whether you're from West or Middle or East, because hey, they're divided. Tennessee's divided by three. There are three sections. Well, he was from Middle Tennessee, and I was from East Tennessee. And we had many tough battles, just back and forth. And sorry to say that as I wound up my coaching career in 1946, why, he gave a good Texas team licking at Houston.
Before the break, we were talking about the legendary 1941 Texas Longhorns football team. The only loss that team suffered that year was to TCU. Dutch Meyer was TCU's head coach in 1941. Bible spoke about Meyer and the famous 1941 game between the Horned Frogs and Longhorns played in Austin. TCU scored in the final seconds to win 14-7. Coach Bible noted that Dutch Meyer always circled the Texas game on TCU's schedule.
And I tell you, Dutch got his teams ready for Texas. Seemed like it, they had just worked for that game. It was the big game on the schedule, and his teams were always ready, and they were tough. We had always have a hard time with TCU. Seemed like we couldn't get our boys up, and Dutch always had his boys high. And so we had our problem, I make it plural, we had our problems against TCU. And of course the one game that stands out, he beat the best team that I had at the University of Texas, the team of 1941. And I think he did an exceptionally fine job on the defense. As a matter of fact, I'll just keep repeating, his teams are always hard for us, always hard. In the early days, my stay at Texas. Why, of course, he had one of the outstanding quarterbacks, which had played in a part too, in Davey O'Brien. But they were always ready when they played Texas, and we always had a pretty tough time.
Although the Horned Frogs got the best of the Longhorns in 1941, it was perhaps repaying the favor of 1939. When Bible took the Texas head coaching job before the 1937 season, the program was in difficult shape, and wins didn't come easily for Texas during the mid to late 1930s. 1939 was Coach Bible's first winning season at Texas, and the year that rebuilt the Longhorns into winners. Texas knocked off TCU 25-19 in Austin, fueled by a small running back named Gilly Davis. Davis was a star at San Benito High School before heading to Kilgore Junior College. He was told by the majority of Southwest Conference coaches that he was far too small to play. DX Bible bucked the trend, and it paid off in 1939 against the Horned Frogs. Gilly Davis scored the winning touchdown and had a great game overall. A headline on the front page of the Austin American-Statesman read, quote, "Galloping Gilly Davis moves into UT's Hall of Fame," unquote. Bible spoke about the slight Davis, who weighed just over 140 pounds.
He wasn't a very large boy. I'd say small and tough as a boot. You know, they were games that that Gilly Davis played, and that was one of them, when he was so anxious to have more speed. And therefore, there were times that he'd play the game without any shoulder pads and hip pads.
That was one of them, I remember.
Well, yeah, that was one of them. He didn't want shoulder pads or hip pads. He didn't want to be carrying any extra baggage. He wanted speed and a very fine performer.
The win over TCU was not the only landmark victory for DX Bible's Texas Longhorns in 1939. The team gave the school their first winning season in many years. Bible said that one game in particular put Texas on the winning track for years to come.
In 1939, when the University of Texas team came from behind to defeat Arkansas 14-13, the game was nearly over. It was just about 15 seconds left, and it was the game played against Arkansas on October the 21st, 1939, Arkansas was leading 13-7. And as I just said, seconds left to play. And Texas had the ball on about its own 29 or 30 yard line. Jack Crane moved up and again sort of got in close behind the line. He ordinarily played a tailback. And our passer in that particular game was R.B. Patrick. Well, now Jack slipped up behind the line, and then he took this delayed, and our backs would swing out and our ends would swing out, and Jack took this pass from Patrick right over the middle. And then he started zigzagging, back and forth. And he went 71 yards for a touchdown. And then after they got the field clear, people swarmed out on the field. And after the field was cleared, why, Jack made the extra point. And the game ended 14-13 in favor of Texas, and I think that changed Texas football from a loser to a winner. Wilbur, we had tasted the fruits of victory, and we were on the way.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Texas Sports Hall of Fame podcast, presented by the Fairfield Inn & Suites, Waco North. Come visit the Texas Sports Hall of Fame in Waco, and when you do, score a touchdown by booking your stay at the Fairfield Inn & Suites, Waco North.